Now, Wispy, got a day and a half, basically. Maybe 2 days of the trade left.
Yep, not much left.
Tomorrow night, so we've got to get the job done. The Tigers, the best team of the modern era, have got a very nice hand. They've got 7, they've got 15, they've got 26, 28, 38, 40, and then 83, which probably they won't get to. They've already got Robbie Tarrant coming into the team as well as a free agent. My mail is that that deal nearly got scarpered before it started. Blair Hartley was just putting the Vegemite on the toast for the kids at the homeschooling and almost missed the call. But he's been having to juggle both jobs. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Blair, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Homeschooling and looking after the Richmond list, which is more difficult?
Look, it's tough. I think everyone feels the same. Yeah, trying to juggle both is tough. But, yeah, the trade period probably takes a little bit of priority at the moment, but we'll get back to the homeschooling in the next little bit.
Are you happy in the way that it's all played out so early in the piece for you?
Look, at probably the free agency window closing on Friday probably kicked us into gear a little bit, probably both us and North Melbourne. The trade itself was probably made a little bit more difficult with North Melbourne wanting one of our uncontracted players in Callum and us attempting to take Robbie as a free agent. And the child compensation pick coming in at the end of second round. If we had have taken Robbie as a free agent, that would have diluted the compensation pick for Chol. So we getting together with North and we were able to get together and come up with a trade that was we feel that was mutually beneficial with the free agency deadline, as I said, probably on Friday at 5 o'clock, kicking us both into gear.
Hey, Blair, you made a very juicy pitch for North Melbourne's number one selection. Got your eyes on Jason Horne-Francis. Were you surprised that they knocked you back?
Look, we never like to go into specifics, but we would have been silly not to ask the question. It's a little bit, you know, no risk it, no biscuit. But they spent about 4 seconds thinking about that one. But we did ask the question.
He must be some talent, this kid.
Yeah, look, he's had a great year. The guys in SA have been had the fortunate position of playing most of the year, and he played a terrific final the other week. And yeah, he's going to be a fantastic player, and they'll be very lucky to have him if they do select him at one.
We're with Richmond's general manager of footy talent, Blair Hartley. You guys have done a great job assembling your list over the years. I mean, how much of a challenge is it these days to look at the young talent coming through without much exposed form, and then what sort of a bearing does that have on your decision-making in terms of what you take to the draft?
Yeah, look, we made the decision probably to trade into this draft at the end of last year. We traded one of our first round into this year to take Geelong's first round to give us those two picks in the first round, thinking we'd be able to watch the guys a little bit more this year. We probably didn't quite get the same result in Victoria, but we did get to see them play a little bit more at the start of this year. And as I said, the boys in WA and SA have been playing all year, so that gives us some confidence. But we've got a great team led by Matty Clark and Will Thursfield that have been ploughing through the vision all year, and we're confident puts us in a decent position.
To that end, do you think it's going to be weighted towards the WA and the South Australian kids in the early part of this draft?
That's a good question. We've discussed that ourselves, and you know, sometimes the guys that don't get exposed as much can jump up the order, and it can also impact them the other way. So we've just got to be really careful and mindful that we assess each case on its merit and make the right call. It certainly is tough, though.
Do the Victorian kids have it? You would have spoken to a number of them and their managers and the like. Are they feeling disadvantaged in some way?
Oh, no doubt disadvantaged. This is supposed to be the time of their life, you know, playing in the National Carnival and, you know, going through year 12 and, you know, playing school footy or whatever else they're doing. It's been a tough little period for those, and some have coped better than others. Having spoken to most of the guys, they're still able to get a lot of their training in. But just that game knowledge and game development that you normally get through playing through the NAB League or whatever underage system and the National Championships. It'll put those guys back a little bit, but that can be made up pretty quickly once they get in the doors of an AFL club.
Hey, Blair, when we look at your list over the journey, we have Toby Nankervis doing a great job, and then it was always sort of Chol and Coleman Jones there, which one, you know, he's going to... Now you've lost both of them. Does that leave you a bit skinny in the backup department?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge for us. We've, you know, put 4 years into Callum, and it was disappointing to see him go, but, you know, he was looking for more opportunities elsewhere and he was out of contract, so we couldn't really hold him. But we've got a guy called Samson Ryan that played his first game this year. We probably didn't anticipate him playing for the first couple of years of his career, but yeah, he's someone who we're excited about. We've got, you know, Bolt has shown he can play through the ruck, and we've got a guy called Marte Colina. No one will know who he is. He's a Category B rookie that we took last year, and he played did some pretty exciting things during some scrimmages last year, and we look forward to welcoming him back next year when he returns from playing basketball in America.
We got one of the smartest footy audiences in the world here, Blair, because someone just texted through about Marte Colina. So just the story there, he's been away, did you say?
Yeah, Marte's actually Noah Bolter's cousin, and he walked through the doors and had to duck under the doorway because he's quite tall. He's around about 212 centimetres. But he's playing basketball over in Hawaii, and we signed him up at the end of middle of last year. But he's exciting. He can really run. He can catch it. And I know he'll be listening over in Hawaii. He loves this sort of stuff. So we're looking forward to getting him back after he returns from playing basketball in Hawaii.
How much junior football did he play, Blair?
He actually played at Duda Stars with Cam Rayner and Noah up until I think he was about 15. And then he went up to the AFL Academy or the AIS or whatever they call it up there for the basketballs when he was about 16, I think.
And is he playing basketball for the Academy in Hawaii or is he at college or what's the situation there?
Yeah, so he's at the college. He's over there playing college basketball at the moment.
And he's back next year, did you say? Will he be doing pre-season with you guys?
No, he's got his own little program that he's, while playing, you know, the tournaments he's playing over there. But he'll return in March. So he's probably not quite ready for next year, but we're very excited about what he can do in the years after that.
That'll have the Richmond supporters up and about there, Wispy. The 212-centimetre Nate Colina.
Yeah, probably went under the radar last year during COVID because he didn't even really get to play in any BFL games or anything like that.
Another message that's come through, and I just put these to you, was have you ever made inquiries to the Giants about Tom Green?
No, not directly. Look, he's contracted up there. I've got to be very careful talking about contracted players.
Sure.
I know he's very happy, although his family is really connected to Richmond. We've just got to respect that he's contracted and where he is right now.
And Dusty, we know that he lost a lot of weight after his surgery. How's he going?
Yeah, I've got to admit, I did get a bit of a shock when I saw him.
Crikey.
But when you look out your window and you see him moving around the track, that does get you excited. And he's taking it as he's stripping himself right back and getting himself primed for next year. I know he's super hungry, so very excited about watching Dustin next year.
Okay, so he's back training now, Blair, is he? Is that what you're saying?
He started slowly moving. Yeah, so he'll be back by the time preseason starts.
So is the expectation that he'll make a full recovery for next season?
Yeah, from what I've been told, it'll be full recovery. He'll be fine. Just needs that time for it to heal, and it's all the latest scans and everything else has come up really positive. So it's exciting.
Talking to Richmond's general manager, football talent Blair Hartley, who's done an unbelievable job there at the Tigers over the last few years and beyond that as well. Blair, are you expecting much activity over the next 24, 48 hours?
Yeah, normally you'd like to think so, but with the CBA adjustment at the beginning of the year, with clubs asked to defer their player payments into 2022, I feel like that's impinged on player movement this year. It's probably made things a little bit more quiet, particularly for those middle-tier players who are looking for more opportunities elsewhere. So I think there'll be some things that pop up. Everyone can talk about things at this time of year, but I'm not sure that there'll be anything we don't already know about.
And lots of different Richmond supporters, as you'd appreciate, Blair, got questions that they're sending in. So just a couple of names, Noah Cumberland and Ivan Soldo.
Yeah, so Ivan made really good progress with his knee towards the back end of last year. He could, if we had have pushed into September, he would have, even though he's on the long-term injury list, he would have been probably available to play. So he's gone up to Queensland for his break. He's going well with his recovery. And Noah Cumberland's, he was unlucky not to get a game at the end of last year. He's currently still sitting out of contract, so we've just got to sit with that one through trade.
And Blair, did Richmond and Tom Mitchell and his management ever reach out to either party? Was there a discussion at any stage about the possibility of Tom Mitchell being recruited to Richmond?
The main discussion occurred between Tom Petrura and I when it was written about, because that was the first we'd both really heard about it. It's kind of one of those things that gets written. And I just had to cover off with Tom that he wasn't coming to Richmond, and he had to cover off with me.
Did you just dig a bit deeper during your, while you had that conversation?
No, not really. No, we haven't really gone into any length there.
Hey, Blair, you've done a fantastic job. Richmond fans are, I think they're really excited about what's coming up. And to go to a draft with two first-round draft picks and early second round is exciting. So no doubt you'll do a fantastic job, as you have been doing, and we wish you well and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Blair.
Blair Hartley there.
He's been unbelievable.
A footy talent. Their list is extraordinary.
He's done an unbelievable job, Gary. You often say that the most important person, the most highly paid person at a football club should be the person that holds that position.
Second highest, I say.
Oh, do you? Okay, who's above that?
Cocker.
Of course. Yeah, of course. The Cocker, yeah.
No, of course. You can't. It doesn't matter how good. You can be the greatest coach of all time. Ain't got any talent.
You've got to get the talent through the door.